ओम अज्ञानो तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितम् येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्याम् ददान्ति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागर जातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सार्वधूतं परिजन सवितं श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण ही सेज इन भागवत गीता दैट ममेव अंशो जीवलोके जीवभूत सनातन मनस्षष्ठानिन्द्रियाणि प्रकृतिस्थानि कर्षति। दैट इज द स्पिरिट सोल इज माय पार्ट एंड पार्सल। यू गोइंग टू डू साइमल्टेनियसली और विथ मी व्हाट वी लाइक इट साइमल्टेनियसली और विथ मी मीन्स आई स्पीक एंड यू ऑल्सो स्पीक टुगेदर सो दैट्स हाउ यू लाइक or you like after me you like after me okay but then everybody can hear who knows english here english 1 2 3 4 so why don't we separate can we separate people lots of people knows english so living entity a spirit soul is part and parcel of krishna And Krishna says that mana sasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati, that the living entity is struggling with the material senses and material existence. So somehow or another, when the living entity comes into the human form, then at that time it gets a highest developed intelligence and consciousness. Somehow or other means that Brahmand Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pratape Paye Bhakti Lata Beej, that by the mercy of Lord living entity gets the human form of life and he attains the Guru and Krishna's transcendental mercy, and that mercy is that it receives the Bhakti Lata Beej in his heart. So the living entity is suffering and loitering in material world, having degraded consciousness. So, in human form of life, one can elevate his consciousness. And for that, there are so many different sanskaras. And one of that sanskar is this initiation ceremony. So one has to, just like we miss the chance for many lives, we may have been human being after loitering 8,400,000 different species of life. we may have attained human form of life and missed the opportunity to go back to home, back to Godhead, meaning reawakening our love for Krishna, then we have to try again and again. Just like a spider, when it wants to climb through the thread that it sprung, it drops again and again and again it tries. So similarly, we also have to try ourselves to reawaken our pure love for Krishna again and again. Who knows, even in this very life, even though we have attained such a nice facility, meaning such a exalted personality such as Prabhupada and such a exalted lordship, Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, we may even miss the chance. So we have to keep endeavoring to go back to home, back to Godhead constantly and reawaken our pure love for Krishna. So, for that, this is the process. One has to accept a spiritual master, and under his guidance, he endeavors to become pure lover of Krishna. Ekaki amar nahi pae bala harinama sankirtane tumi kripa kari श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नामधने कृष्णा से तोमार कृष्णादित्य पार तुम्हारा सकती आज अमी तो कंगाल कृष्णा कृष्णा बोली धाय तब पाछे पाछे दैट ओ वैष्णव ठाकुर गुरुदेव श्रील प्रभुपाद आई एम वेरी इनवैलिड आई एम वेरी इनसिग्निफिकेंट and very fallen. Ekaki amar nahi paye bal. And that's why I don't have enough strength to carry out my Krishna consciousness, specially chanting the holy name of Lord. Ekaki amar nahi paye bal harinama sankirtane. Tumi kripa kari shraddha bindu diya. O my Lord and Master Srila Prabhupada, you have given me the seed of devotion. Tumi kripa kari shraddha bindu diya. That you have given me a faith to carry out my chanting the holy name. Shraddha bindu diya deha Krishna namadhane. Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par. That Krishna is your exclusive property. You have proprietorship over Krishna exclusively. Krishna se tomar Krishna ditte par, and that you can give me Krishna, it is in your possession, it is in your capacity to give Krishna to me. Krishna se tomar Krishna ditte par tumara sakatiya che ami to kangal. I am very fallen and very invalid, very insignificant. So that's why I am shouting Krishna Krishna and following your footsteps. Krishna se tumar Krishna ditte par tumara sakatiya che ami to kangal Krishna Krishna boli dhayatava pache pache. So on our own, we don't have enough strength to carry out Krishna consciousness, especially chanting the holy name of the Lord. So we have to take help. So spiritual master, he plants the transcendental seed of devotion in living entity's heart. Brahmand Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pratape Paye Bhakti Lata Beach. मालिहना करे सही बीज आरोपण, श्रवण कीर्तन जले करे सिंचन, एंड दैट वन हैज टू बिकम ए गार्डनर टेक्स द बीज एंड प्लांट्स द सीड, टेक्स द सीड एंड प्लांट्स द सीड एंड देन ही वॉटर्स द सीड एंड दैट वॉटर इज श्रवण कीर्तन जले करे सिंचन. दैट वॉटर इज टू कॉन्स्टेंटली हियर एंड चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड. देन नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम साव्य करुणाई श्रवण आदि शुद्ध चित्ते करे उदय. दैट डॉर्मेंट लव ऑफ कृष्ण इज स्लीपिंग इन अवर हार्ट. सो बाय रेगुलरली हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग we can reawaken that pure love of Krishna in our heart. So this transcendental seed sprouts and when it sprouts there are so many weeds around this transcendental seed. So these weeds are taking away the life substance from the growth of a seed. So unless we weed out these weeds, the Bhakti Lata Beej cannot sprout and grow properly. So Lord Chaitanya says to Sanatan Goswami that this transcendental seed, in order to sprout properly, we have to uproot these weeds, and these weeds are 10 offenses. And subtle offenses is that we hold on to our labh, puja and pratishtha, honor, distinction, adoration. These are the big twigs, big weeds. So smaller weeds are these 10 offenses. So we have to get rid of these 10 offenses in order to have Bhakti Lata a proper nourishment so that it can grow all the way to Golok Vrindavan and wrap around the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and then it can bear the proper fruits which are called love of Krishna, love of Godhead. So to have these transcendental fruits, love of Krishna, that's the aim of our life. This is a life's mission statement, actually, that our life's mission is to somehow or another we have to become pure lover of Krishna in this very life. It's like an emergency. Otherwise, we loiter it again and again and again in whirlpool of material existence called birth, death, old age and disease. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, जठरे सयनम भज गोविंदम भज गोविंदम गोविंदम भज मुड़मते. अगेन एंड अगेन वी हैव टू एंटर इन टू द वूम ऑफ ए मदर हैविंग बर्थ डेथ ओल्ड एज एंड डिजीज. सो दिस इज नॉट ए इंटेलिजेंस. द इंटेलिजेंस इज दैट वी हैव टू गेट आउट ऑफ दिस साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ डेथ ओल्ड एज एंड डिजीज इन दिस वेरी लाइफ. So Rupa Goswami says that Ihar Yasya Harer Dasya Karmana Manasa Gira Nikhilasva Vyavastasu Jivan Muktasa Uchyate. Those who constantly endeavor to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, by his words, mind and body, they become liberated in this very life. So it is not difficult. Once you make up your mind, make up your heart, make up your life's mission statement, and you have one pointed intelligence. Ekeha Kurunandana. Vaivasitatmika Buddhi. Ekeha Kurunandana. That your intelligence is properly focused. Then you can move the mountains. So, we have to focus ourselves to become pure lover of Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so and so forth. So it's not difficult. But we have to get determined. We have to have a strong determination. Utsahan nischayat dhairyat tata tata karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vrutte sadavira bhakti prasiddhati. We have to become enthusiastic. We have to have strong determination. We have to have a patience. And we have to follow the regulatory principles such as hearing, chanting, remembering, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, archanam, vandanam, sakhyam, dasyam, atmanivedanam. We have to follow this 9 process of devotional service. Utsaha nishayat dairyat tata tata karma pravartanat sangati agat. That we have to give up the company of those people who have no strong determination to make back to home, back to Godhead in this very life. In other words, those who don't have interest in awakening dormant Krishna consciousness. We have to restrict ourselves to associate with those kind of people. Tata tata karma pravartanat sangatyagat. This is sangatyagat. So we have to restrict our company with those devotees who are focused in Krishna consciousness. And those who are not focused, or those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, we have to leave their company. Sangatyagat. Sato vrutte. And very important is that we have to follow the footsteps of previous acharya. Sato vrutte. Unless we follow the footsteps of previous acharya, we cannot make back to home, back to Godhead. So very important to become enthusiastic. So to enhance our devotional service, we have to follow the footsteps of previous acharya. So this Bhakti Lata has weeds around its root, and those weeds are called 10 offenses. The first and foremost and a very important severe offense against the holy name is to blaspheme a devotee of the Lord who has given up his life for propagating the holy name. Why is that so? Because a holy name is not the mundane name. Holy name is Krishna himself. Holy name is the Prabhu. Holy name has a personality. So when holy name hears or experience that his devotees are offended, then the holy name cannot give you a desired result, which is Krishna prema. So why is it that blaspheming devotees is a severe offense? Because devotee spends his whole life in propagating holy name, serving holy name. So when you serve holy name loves you. When you serve somebody, that somebody loves you. You serve dog, then dog loves you. Same thing. Very simple. A devotee serves the holy name by preaching the transcendental glories of the holy name. And that's why if we offend a devotee, then holy name does not like it. That means holy name cannot help you to reawake your pure love for Krishna. So it's called mad elephant offense. If you can't get along with a devotee, not to blaspheme, criticize, but you can have upeksha, means you can ignore the whole situation. But once you offend, finished. Nobody will like it. You will not like it, you will regret it, and the devotee will not like it, holy name will not like it, Krishna will not like it. Krishna has, there are many, many, many millions of examples where Krishna became very angry when somebody offends his devotees. So, in case of Amrish Maharaj, in case of Gajendra, in case of Draupadi, in case of Pandavas, so many places. So this is the most severe offense to the holy name. Holy name can tolerate anything and any other thing, but cannot tolerate the offenses against the devotees. So the second offense is to blaspheme. No, sorry. Second offense is to consider the demigods, such as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to be equal to Lord Vishnu. So there is only one God, but one God. There are not many gods. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his position is one. And that position is filled by him. There is nobody equal to him. There is nobody above him. Asama urdhva. So, if somebody equates the Supreme Personality of Godhead with demigods, that demigod is equal to Lord Vishnu, Krishna, then it is the offense against the holy name. And also it is offense against the demigods. Demigod also does not like this. Because demigods are the servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ekalo Ishwar Krishna Arasa Bhratya Ar Ichaya Nachiya Bhai Tare Kare Nritya. There is only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is Krishna. And all other demigods are his transcendental servant. They are in charge of different departments, so that Krishna doesn't have to do anything. He enjoys eternally and leaving all work to his assistants, all demigods. There are 33 million demigods, 33 crore demigods. So these demigods are, they can give you some quick results, quick boon, by not considering whether this boon is in your benefit or not. So in India, people worship demigods for quick benefit, leaving Krishna aside, and also thinking that they are the Supreme Personality of God. They are all God. So this is wrong conception. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we cannot equate Krishna with demigods. It is stated in scriptures, Yastu Narayana Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatai Samatve Naiva Viksheta Sa Pasandi Bhavet Dradam. Meaning that Narayan is is not equal to Brahma, Rudra, etc., all the demigods, and if somebody considers so, then he is pasandi, he is cheater. He doesn't have proper understanding. Pasandi bhavedradam. So you cannot equate demigods with Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is an offense. The third offense is to consider the spiritual master as an ordinary human being, and also because the spiritual master gets so many facility, honor, distinction, adoration, so you envy him. So that envy is also offense to the holy name, and to consider him to be an ordinary human being is also an offense to spiritual master. Actually, spiritual master is a well-wishing friend of devotees. He is the ever-well-wisher of all the devotees. So, to consider the spiritual master as an ordinary human being is great offense. Even Lord Krishna says to Uddhava that Acharya Mam Vigneya Vignaniyam. Acharya Mam Vignaniyam. Na Manyet Karhachit. Na Martha Buddhya Asuyet. Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. That Acharya is non-different than me. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Sastre. Kintu, so Acharya is non-different than Krishna. Krishna is the Guru is as good as God. But Srila Vasanath Chakravarti Thakur says, but, kintu means but the spiritual master is a confidential servitor of Lord. So because he is a confidential servitor of Lord, if you offend a guru, Krishna in the form of holy name takes offense. As I stated earlier, the Lord and his holy name is non-different. So a spiritual master's main business is to propagate the holy name. So because he is propagating holy name, a spiritual master is very dear to the holy name. So if you offend a spiritual master by becoming envious or to consider him ordinary human being, holy name does not like it. And when holy name does not like it, your love for Krishna cannot be awakened. So we have to be very careful not to offend a spiritual master, thinking him to be an ordinary living entity. Actually, to become a spiritual master also, Krishna has to choose you. Otherwise you cannot become a spiritual master. Especially in our movement, ISKCON, there are so many Vaishnavas who chooses a spiritual master first, such as JBCs, local devotees, and blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Then you become a spirit. And also on top, Krishna has to choose you also. So it is a service to the humanity as a spiritual master. Spiritual master is not a position where one can become intoxicated thinking that I can have so many disciples, so much money, so much adoration, distinction, honor, and I can become intoxicated. Spiritual master is the service. It is the serving attitude. A spiritual master, Prabhupada said, is a servant of a disciple. So, when you offend such a humble servitor of Krishna, who is a spiritual master, thinking him to be an ordinary human being, and envy him, then Holy Name definitely does not like this. So it is a very severe offense. It is not for a disciple to judge a spiritual master. In our movement, a spiritual master is judged by so many Vaishnavas, such as Governing Body Commission, GBC. So when GBCs, they disregard the spiritual master, then at that point, we can slowly and gradually, not all of a sudden, slowly and gradually, we can disconnect ourselves. But even though the spiritual master, even though he may be not recognized after a while by GBC, is not an ordinary spirit soul for a disciple. That spiritual master has rendered immense devotional service to Krishna. So Krishna does not forget. Srila Prabhupada does not forget. So we don't have to envy or think that spiritual master is an ordinary living entity. Krishna says he is equal to me. Sakshad Haritvena. But he is a confidential servitor of Krishna. Fourth offense is to blaspheme Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of Vedic version. So in other words, whole point of Vedic literature is to promote the transcendental glories of Holy Name. Vedic literature is glorifying Holy Name. Every page of transcendental literature is glorifying Holy Name of Krishna. So, the scriptures are very dear to Holy Name. And when we offend the scripture, literature, then Holy Name does not like it. And in that case, we cannot reawaken our pure love for Krishna. The Holy Name is, we are chanting the Holy Name to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. So when we offend the scriptures who are glorifying Holy Name, who are preaching Holy Name, then Holy Name does not like it. So we have to be very, very careful not to criticize or not to have firm faith in the scriptures. Just like when I was in Toronto, Prabhupada was giving a lecture, Sunday feast lecture, and one, he said, at the end of the lecture, any question? So one Indian gentleman said, yes, Bhima, you said Bhima used to eat so many kilos, 50 kilos, 100 kilos of laddus. So how I can understand the scriptures? They are exaggerating. They are not giving right information. So Prabhupada blasted him. He was very furious. Prabhupada was very mad at him. He was roaring like a lion that you rascal does not have faith in scriptures. Scriptures are absolute truth. It is directly given by Krishna. It is enunciated by Krishna. So, like this, when we offend the scriptures, the Holy Name does not like it. Why? Because scriptures are meant to, or scripture are glorifying the Holy Name. So we have to be very, very careful not to offend scriptures. The scriptures are directly spoken by Krishna, such as Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. Krishna's transcendental sound vibration is Krishna. Krishna is non-different than Bhagavad Gita. So these scriptures, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have to have a firm faith in them. whatever is stated in them is the absolute truth. So we cannot afford to offend Vedic literature. Otherwise, we cannot reawaken our pure love for Krishna. It is an offense to holy name. Fifth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name of Lord. Interpretation means you can have any mantra or any sound vibration, or it is just in good in tune, so people are singing, or because it has a good tune, it is a mantra. Not like that. We cannot interpret mantra in different ways. The correct interpretation of holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The correct interpretation of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is that, my dear Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's transcendental loving devotional service. So this is a correct interpretation. But if you interpret otherwise, then it is the offense against the holy name. So, sixth offense is to consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. So, holy name is glorious, and the glories of the holy name is also glorious. So, when we think that the glories of the holy name are imaginary, that it is made up by somebody, and it is not truth, but the holy name is glorious. Hallowed be thy name. The whole name is holy. That's how I say holy name. So when we say that it is imaginary, it's not holy, it is unholy, or whatever, then it is an offense against the holy name. If you are very exalted personality, and I say you are rascal number one, so that is offense against you. So the holy name is glorious, and we blaspheme the holy name. There it is made up, it is some imagination, it is, holy name is not the original name of Lord. So many ways we can blaspheme. So this is considered the offense against the holy name. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities, to commit sinful act, thinking that the holy name can deliver me from this sinful activity. To commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting the holy name is the seventh offense. Yes, the holy name has all power to get rid of all the sinful reactions that you have committed in your past lives. Just by saying Hare Krishna, we can get rid of all the sinful reaction for past lives. But thinking that I can do illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, sinful activity, and then at the end I'll chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that will eradicate all the sinful reaction for my sins. So this is, Prabhupada says, this is like you want to ignite a fire to cook, and at the same time you pour water on the fire. So you can never cook. So you are trying to chant the holy name to reawaken your pure love for Krishna, and at the same time you are engaging holy name in eradicating your sins. So in that case you can never awaken your pure love for Krishna. So it is offense to to the holy name, that I will commit sinful activity and chant Hare Krishna. That will help me to get rid of my sins. So that is offense against holy name. Just like Prabhupada says that if you constantly chant, Lord Chaitanya says you constantly chant, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. So if you constantly chant, you will never able to commit sinful activities. Just like when the light is on, the darkness cannot come. So the light is on all the time, darkness cannot come. Similarly, when we chant all the time, the sins cannot come nearby us. So this is the idea, not to commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting the holy name by which you can eradicate the sinful reaction. So this is an offense against the holy name. So eighth offense is to consider the chanting of the holy name is one of the auspicious ritualistic ceremony that is offered in Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. So the aim of Karma Kanda is to go to the heavenly planets or go to the elevated lokas. So if we chant Hare Krishna, which is meant to develop our consciousness, our dormant love of Krishna, and we think that holy name can also give us the piety to go to heavenly planets, to enjoy Ramba or Urvashi or Somaras or long duration of life or riches, gold and nice gardens, heavenly delights. So if we use the holy name to acquire the piety, to go to the heavenly planets, it is sinful, because tetam bhuktva svarga lokam vishalam kshine punya mrityu lokam vishanti ai tray dharma anu prapanna gata gatam kama kama labhante. That by piety you can go to the heavenly planet, and again when the piety is finished, you have to come back to the whirlpool of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease. So this is not the function of the holy name. The function of the holy name is to reawaken your pure love for Krishna. So if you engage the holy name in acquiring the pious credit, that is the offense to the holy name. Holy name can give you much more than the heavenly delights. So that's why it is offense against the holy name to consider that chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is equal to the auspicious ceremony that is offered in Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. Ninth offense is to instruct the intimate glories of the holy name to the faithless person. Why is it that so? Because the faithless does not have faith. And when you instruct him the intimate glories to the of holy name, then he will offend the holy name. So that's why it is offensive. The holy name, it is in our benefit not to have another person offend the holy name. So he is a faithless person, and we are telling him all the intimate glories of the holy name, which he cannot perceive, which he cannot comprehend, which he cannot understand. Then better not to instruct him about the intimate glories of the holy name, but you can start him with prasadam. You can start him being a good friend. You can start him being hearing holy name or low profile, not to give him right away the transcendental glories of the holy name. he can understand gradually. So that is the offense against the holy name. The 10th and final offense is to have material attachment even after hearing so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to not be attentive while chanting the holy name of the Lord. So here there are two things. One is to have material attachments even after hearing so many instructions on the transcendental glories of the holy name. So material attachments should be given up. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he is giving an example that a band of people in a marriage party, they were going across the river. And a marriage party, they board the boat, thinking that they will go across the river by the boat, but they forgot unhook the anchor of the boat, and they rowed whole night. They rowed the boat whole night, but they did not take out the anchor. So, in the morning they saw, we are on the same coast that we used to be.